Leading our news this morning, the federal government is slugging smokers to help pay for its policies. It's putting up the tobacco excise by 12.5% a year over the next 4 years. The move will raise more than $5 billion. Labor is moving quickly to try to minimise the damage from yesterday's damning ICAC report. Its national executive will sign off on new rules today to crack down on corruption in the New South Wales branch. The state's corruption inquiry has recommended criminal charges against two former Labor ministers, Ian McDonald and Eddie Obeid. Essendon's former high-performance manager is calling on the club's coach, James Hurd, to stand down. In a paid interview with Channel 7, Dean Robinson accused Hurd of being the driving force behind the club's controversial supplements program. The club says the allegations are outrageous. Sacked cricket coach Mickey Arthur has reached a confidential settlement with Cricket Australia. A deal was done after a marathon 14 hours of mediation over 2 days in the Fair Work Commission. The settlement is believed to be significantly lower than the $4 million that the former coach initially asked for. The polls are closing in Zimbabwe in an election that will decide the future of Africa's oldest leader, Robert Mugabe. Mr. Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980, has promised to step down if he loses. A record turnout saw long queues at polling booths. Violence marred the last poll in 2009 and led to an uneasy power-sharing deal.